Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, and welcome, everyone, to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I am Rainey Hale, so this is Horse Thursday, of course. Today is Thursday, November 11th, and I'm super happy to be with you all today and my amazing co-host I've got with me, of course. I love spending Thursday mornings with her. Before I say hello to her, I'd like to remind everyone to please grab a pen and paper. We almost always are going to have a webinar coming up or a video to show you or a way to find something, some cool new information that they're constantly putting out for us, new tools. So you want to be ready to write down that when we talk about that. So be sure to have your pen and paper. And then be sure to press one on your phone if you have any questions, comments, testimonials. As you all know, this is a big part of what our show is about, is hearing from all of you. And it really helps all of us when we get to have those kind of discussions. So please do that. As a quick reminder, though, for this show, we do need to keep it to information about the horse unit with horses, and really need to steer away from any kind of medical. We want to really stay more towards the training and behavioral type aspects for this show. So that being said, obviously we have a ton of information we can talk about, and really a lot of information we can share. So I would like to say hello to Cindy. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Rainey, and everybody else on the call. It's a beautiful morning here in Northern California. So very grateful. We've gotten 14 inches of rain over the last month. So that's a good thing. And happy to be here and be able to look outside and see green.
Yeah, we are wet up here too, and I'm as grateful as I am for the wet, because we had really, really dry spring and summer. I'm now to the point where I'm looking to the rest of the winter that's going to be sucking wet, and I'm trying to remember to be grateful for it. And we are getting a lot of it right now. So, I know we need it, and I know everybody needs it. So, all right. So, I don't have anything too big today, but I did want to kind of turn it over to Cindy to do a little bit of maybe kind of a review or a little wrap up of Saturday, that I unfortunately, beyond my plans, I had kind of a family emergency happen. I was not able to listen to. I was there still with you in spirit and thinking about you, Cindy, but I was not able to attend, unfortunately. So I would love to hear some updates from it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, this is the first live event that I've been to. You know, some people have gone to multiple ones, but this is the first one that I've been on. And it was reassuring to be back with people of a like mind. And there was just really nice, collaborative energy there. I was particularly pleased because, just the section that we did on the equine, it was not intended to be any kind of training. And I really said, look, hey, 20 minutes here is not going to make you ready to go out and sell first set. But I wanted to cover some highlights to really focus on resources, which is a lot of what we do on this show as well, so that people know what's out there. And I had asked, I followed Dr. Burka, always a tough act, Now, I asked him to, you know, mention or at least talk about the autonomic nervous system, you know, because humans have them too. It's just, you know, with horses, it's more heightened because humans are I think we've civilized it out of ourselves to really be, to think of ourselves as prey animals. And with horses, obviously, that's still number one in their book. So, but I wanted him to kind of, you know, bridge that gap. And so we did just, you know, 20 minutes, you got to talk really fast. And, you know, so we did just a little bit of a highlight about the product and the science, but tried to focus on what we would call USPs or unique selling points to say, what are the things that you can really stand firm on, you know, forget when people say, oh, you know, how does this compare to that? Or, you know, I use XYZ, you know. But you can come from a strong point of view of saying, this is what I know, that Beamer really is unique and there is nothing that does what it does. And so, you know, we focused on that, but I also wanted to, you know, part of my, you know, the audience, there was a few people there who were horse experienced. There's 130 people plus we had like 14 people from the home office. So it was fun to get to meet some of the customer service people and then the managers. So there was, you know, a good sized group. And, you know, a few people there that were horse experienced, some of you may be on the call, and a few more people who had sold Beamer horse sets. But there was a lot of people who said they'd like to know about it. And then my other question was, okay, how many of you have people in your downline that have sold a Beamer horse set? And those were, you know, kind of my personal target to say, I really want to, I really want you to know, even if you don't have interest in learning about the horse set yourself, at least, you know, please take interest to learn about the resources so that you can direct your people who are interested and horse people so that they know the resources and they can get linked up with people who will be able to help them, because I think that's a big disconnect right now where sometimes the sponsor says, well, yeah, I don't know anything, and then the person says, great, I'm on my own. And we hear that about, you know, at horse shows too. We hear that from customers too, saying, yeah, I have this thing, but I don't know how to use it. So there's really a two-pronged effort to say we want to train our customers so that then all the people that they impact see them using Beamer properly. And that's, you know, for 5, 10, maybe 15 minutes, but not for an hour. And, you know, that's really the message we want to put out there. And so what was gratifying just to me personally also is that Rick Roundtree followed me. You know, it was a good design because except for Dr. Burka, most people only had 20-minute segments, so they were short and quick. But he talked about a lot of ways to say build your team, and that means, you know, you're the sponsor, you're the perhaps even the manager. That means you got to reach out to people and help them learn and get them started. It's not just you sign them up and sayonara. So I liked that consistent kind of underlying theme. And, you know, then, you know, other segments of the day, again, talked about, you know, particular tools to be able to use. And so the plan of this is it was live streamed, but it was also recorded. And we know that it takes a while for compliance to, even though compliance was present, that it takes a little while for, you know, them to go through and vet everything before we can literally put something, endorse it, make it public. But they will use, I think the plan was that, you know, individual segments would get put out onto the BBO, and it won't be tomorrow. But similar to what they've done with convention conferences and things in the past, so that, you know, like we had the medical panel that Dr. Burka has done before, and we've had a sports panel. So, you know, chopping it up into segments so that people could look at, look at, you know, what they wanted and not make it be that you had to also be there a half a day. very good reception from the audience, a lot of questions afterwards. And I was delighted because even though we're in California, I met, you know, a veterinarian doctor who is, he's the veterinarian, an army base in Arkansas, I think. And I hope I'm going to be able to have him call in and just give us some of his experience in working with some of the different animals. You know, you don't often think of horses or then, and even mules with, even though mules are off-label technically, you don't think of that all the time. And so I was pleased to get to meet some new people and also someone who I hope is going to call in this week or next as a newer distributor to talk about, you know, she's got competitive dressage horses and what she's doing. So for me, it was a really great experience. It far exceeded my expectations. I got good feedback from the 20 minutes, even though I felt like I was, you know, there were so many things that I wanted to go into detail on, and you just can't. So it really wasn't new slides, but it was a reconfiguration of how they were presented, I think, and, you know, highlighting on what people needed to know as distributors and really focus on the resources. And the resources include what Dr. Marlies has started to do and hopefully will continue. If you may remember, in September, she did the very first Beamer Equine Educational Experience, the BEEE, on the well-balanced horse. And she had also practitioners on there as guests. And it was an hour, and I thought it was extremely excellent and very similar to, you know, the wellness series that Dr. Burke has been doing. And that was one of the things in our manager's meeting that we talked about. You know, I said, gosh, you know, we have great momentum after we have these sessions, and then it takes forever to get the recording. And so I think both Josh and Albert and Compliance heard that because, you know, Dr. Burke's October Wellness is out there recording, and also Dr. Marlies's BEEE recording from September is out there. Now, where are you going to find that? In the back office is, it's still a little confusing because there's the equine product and then there's the equine section under sales and marketing. So this is going to be in the distributor library. You're going to go to the equine product page and then you're going to scroll down to product presentations and recordings. And it's the last video there. And again, it's really nice that it's shown, you know, they show the date of September 2021 so that you know that it's the right one and you can easily recognize what's more recently posted. If you if you did not catch it live, I absolutely recommend that you go in and use that. Listen to it yourself because it's very informational, good education. And you also consider sharing that with your prospects who are, now, don't overwhelm them at first, brand new. You're not going to dump an hour on them. But at the point where somebody is seriously interested and they are more on the, perhaps would respond to, particularly to more of a, you know, a veterinarian kind of a presentation and a practitioner's approach, that's one that's excellent to use. And I will also remind you then that we have, there will be another one. The second version of these BEEs will be November 29th that Dr. Marlies, and Ian also is her co-host, will be doing on the performance horse. Now, that is already in your Beamer calendar. So if you go in for the November 29th and you know, you have to go into the distributor library, and up at the top, it's access the calendar. Click on the calendar, go to November 29th. You'll see the actual event. You click on the event, and up in the right-hand corner, it has multiple ways that you can share the invitation to that. Again, if you have people who are competitors, We're trying to have a balance of representation between English and Western disciplines in that respect, but particularly with their, you know, if they're in the performance world already, this is going to be a good one for them to be able to listen to live. Recordings are wonderful, but listening live just gives a different, a little different extra flavor. So, you know, it'll be at the end of the Thanksgiving holiday, so to speak, but I really encourage you to be able to do that. It's these are wonderful tools, so please take advantage of them. And that's kind of just a highlight from the Saturday. Look forward to what they're going to share with us is recordings. And whatever the other thing that I have to say is totally different. So let me stop monopolizing. And see if there's, if those any of the people who said they call in have done so.
No, that's really great, and I love that we can do that. And you know, I did also see that Dr. Marlise's BEEE also on the IBD Facebook page too. So they really are trying to get those out fast and get those out everywhere so people can, you know, see them and use them and access them. And so it is really great. You know, they're obviously hearing what we're needing and doing their best to get those out for us. And it just means there's more and more tools out there depending on who it is you're trying to reach. You know, everybody wants information in a different way. Some people, you know, it's testimonials that are going to get them. Some people it's science. Some people it's, you know, mix of some other things. And some people it's just, I need to put this on my horse and see what it does. And sometimes it's combinations of several of those things. But, you know, Beamer and everyone who works with Beamer has done such a great job of giving us so many tools to choose from that we can really customize, you know, the presentation of this product to individual people depending on what they're looking for. So it's really, really great. Cindy,
yeah.
I don't see, I'm going to do another. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that's Beamer's approach is to say there's no standard, you know, one size fits all. You know, this is as Claudia Field on Saturday shows, you know, this is, the custom kind of the concierge approach. You make it to that individual. You meet their needs. Find out what their needs are and meet them. And, you know, show them how Beamer will fit in their lives, not expect them to figure it out for themselves. That's what's fun about each person, because it's your own little kind of you get to kind of be your own detective to say, what's going to work best? As Rainey said, different options. What will work best with this person? And sometimes it's a little bit of trial and error, but if you ask for feedback, you'll usually get it. And the reason I mentioned already the upcoming November 29th one, well, it's not that far away now, but
I was going to say it's not really that far away anymore.
Yeah, it isn't. But, you know, everybody's busy. And if you say, you send out, save the date and tell them, you know, and then you send them the invitation and then, you know, send them just a quick reminder to say, you know, not sure if it's on your calendar, but a quick reminder, and it could be a text or whatever. People, you know, sometimes you think, oh, I'm bugging them. But our lives are so scattered these days that I get more responses from people saying, thanks for telling me. I wanted to do it, but, you know, I forgot or time got away from me, blah, blah, blah. So as long as you don't go on forever, oftentimes people will appreciate a reminder. So that means you kind of got to start now to, you know, have people prep to set aside the time, or otherwise if you wait too long, they'll say, oh, you know, I'd love to watch that, but, you know, I already have prior commitments. So I encourage you to kind of be proactive in that respect.
Absolutely.
So,
all right. And so,
yeah.
Cindy, I don't see the number that you were – I'm going to do another quick scroll. I don't see the number that you were wanting me to look for, but we do have somebody else that wants to chat with us. So I'm going to do one quick look to see if they popped on. And then we will all just try to keep an eye on. But we do have somebody who wants to chat with us. We've got area code 850. Area code 850, you're live on Blog Talk.
Thank you so much. Cindy, this is Kara, and we met over the weekend.
Yes.
Just fantastic.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much.
You did an amazing job. And I just really appreciated, obviously, getting to meet you, but just speaking with so many different people there. It was such an exciting event to go to and so educational. And I agree with everything that you say as far as, like, you know, get plugged in to Blog Talk. I've learned so much from you all here and both on the equine line and the human line. You know, Blog Talk is amazing. And it's a tool that maybe people don't think about as much. And I think, unfortunately, in the equine world, just because of the timing of it, most people are out working with their animals at the time, you know. But one thing that's kind of exciting, not exciting necessarily for the horse, but one of my barn owners texted me 2 days ago, and she was like, all right, you know, Wrangler is in the hospital with a stomach ache and not able to pass, you know, his food, and they're contemplating surgery, you know, or worse. And unfortunately, the veterinarian has not really been exposed too much to the Beamer product and is not really open to using it. I think they're trying to sneak it in. So maybe you can share some of your experience with that. And we are sneaking it in, I think, as much as possible. But and we're trying to reach out to the vet. But anyway, any information that you have or experience on dealing with this particular circumstance?
Sure. Yeah, it's I'd call it an impacted digestion. So
yeah, I didn't know if we were able to say anything
The thing is in these circumstances, you know, time is really of the essence. And, you know, when you've got a horse in agony, it really doesn't, you know, it makes it even worse. And so sometimes if, you know, if they're already at a vet clinic and they're on some kind of IVs and things like that, it's a difficult time sometimes to introduce something like Beamer. And so as a person who has, you know, my own horses at home, this is probably the circumstance that has been, that I have used this so often personally, because, you know, when you start at the first signs of it, and you know when your horse, there's just signs they have, and they're pawing the ground, and you see them start to go down, and they want to roll around, and you can tell even before then sometimes that they're off. But that's what I love about the Beamer is something to use, again, proactively and somewhat preventively to say you want to, you know, particularly when an animal is in, I won't say the P word, I'll say in, has, it hurts a lot. Again, what that does is it constricts the blood flow. And what you need is more you know, you need extensive perfusion around the intestinal area to help with that peristaltic action. And Rainey can talk probably more about that than I, but it's definitely helpful to have circulation in that regard. So I always use the blanket first on low, and then I will use either the V2 cuff or the V3 cuffs. I will use those probably more than once, but I like to hold them literally. If I'm not making the horse move and he or she is standing still, I like to hold them down around the belly button area, you know, and I keep moving them. I'm listening for gut sounds. So that's just been something that's been very helpful. And I like to say, you know, again, you're kind of at a disadvantage introducing it in a stressful, time-sensitive way where there's they're already at a hospital. But it definitely, it's worked for me, for my horses every time. And Rainey, you probably see that a lot more than I do with just a few horses.
Yeah, definitely. And obviously we have to, you know, talk about this in a roundabout way, and we're kind of bridging a line here between what we can talk about medically and what we can't. But, I mean, horses can have digestive issues because of all different things. You know, they can get it. I mean, stress can induce something like this. And so they're just, you know, more sensitive than, you know, in this area. So this is something where, and it can be it can be a range from, you know, kind of something mild to something, you know, major where surgery is required. And there's all ranges of, you know, how serious it is or can be. And, you know, different kinds of treatments are required for the different severities of this, you know, problem. I just want to start out first saying, obviously, Beamer is not a replacement for veterinary care in any way in this situation, but it can be a very good adjunct therapy to use for these situations. And a lot of times what people will do, especially like Cindy is just great example for this, is she was, you know, where she lives, a vet isn't 10 minutes away. It's going to take them, you know, 20, 30, 40, you know, maybe an hour to get to her. And, you know, sometimes these emergency situations, obviously we're talking about time, right, time sensitive, like Cindy was talking about. And so if you can go out to your barn and have a tool in your barn that you can start on immediately until you can get them to a veterinarian, can get to you, or you can get to a veterinarian, it's just invaluable. You know, it will help in many, many of these cases to either, you know, completely help the problem or just really reduce the severity. So then when the, you know, veterinarian gets there, we're not into the, we're talking about surgeries things. So, definitely, I would always use Beamer in this situation for a multitude of reasons, both from the physical and from the mental standpoint, because obviously stress can be a cause of this. And when they are in this kind of situation, they do hurt, you know, and that causes more stress. And then it can just, you know, right, then we're in this cycle, right? So you can deal with both the physical part and that mental part, kind of bringing them down from that stressful situation so they're not even making things worse. So you, then that magic of Beamer is we, you know, can hit it from so many different angles, both the medical and, you know, and the mental part of it. So,
you know,
absolutely,
also,
if it was my horse, would be on the second I saw a sign. Yep.
Yeah. And it's a stressful thing for the owner, too, because it's horrible to watch an animal. And you're going, what can I do? I can make them walk, and that's about it. And to have a tool that you can use that you know will help and have it at your ready disposal is really what's invaluable to me. So that's good for my stress level, too, because something nobody wants to go through it, but it happens more often than we'd like.
Right.
Yeah, the best advice I can give is I would just say, if this was my horse, the second I saw any signs, I would have the Beamer on.
Yep.
Right. On the cusp, can I ask you, would you do the lower settings or the higher settings, you know, when you're placing them directly on the stomach?
It depends on what I know about that horse and if that horse has had my own horses, you know, they've had all, you know, use the Beamer, but it depends on if the horse had never had it before. If, you know, I would still start at the lowest level if this is a new horse.
Mm-hmm.
I might use the higher levels. And remember, higher level is they all start at, for the cuffs anyway, they start at 30 microtesla. For the blanket, it starts at microtesla. It's just what higher range it goes to. So I would always still start at the lowest one and, you know, see the reaction and, you know, keep listening at the,
right,
at the along their, you know, their belly. So I don't like to, you know, we try to avoid saying you always do this other than that you always start.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I don't know.
And it is a horse that's been used to getting Beamer sessions. You know, luckily it just probably wasn't, you know, on the regular. It's not its own personal Beamer. It's at a barn where they're getting Beamer sessions, you know, every few days.
Yeah. The circumstances that made that, you know, made that condition appear, there's so many of them, it's hard to tell. So, that's why, from a personal point of view, for somebody to do it regularly, you know, you're going to reduce the likelihood of that happening. So,
Right, exactly.
So thank you for calling in.
Yes. No, thank you both for everything that you do for this. Love all the education.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Kara, and good luck.
Thank you.
Yes. Good luck with that horse. Yeah. Yeah. Do we have anybody else?
No, but I just wanted to comment on one other thing that I don't remember. Was it Kara or Kara? I hope I'm not pronouncing it wrong. That she mentioned is just that, you know, we don't have a lot of, you know, a lot of the people that we're targeting to talk to are really busy right now. And that's a really big thing about what our show we've talked about before is we get less live listeners, but it's a show that gets listened to the recordings, you know, on the higher end. And that's really obviously, you know, has to do with a lot of that reason is a lot of horse people right now, it's not the best time for them to just sit down and listen to us talk. But they'll go back later and listen to it. And that just brings up another point of that. Obviously when you're not listening live, you can't call in and you can't ask questions and you can't have comments or give testimonials. So please, if you would use Facebook to communicate with us. Cindy's really good about checking it. I'm trying to be better about checking it. And you know, that IBD Facebook page is a really good way for you to put out there if you have any comments or questions or testimonials that you would like us to bring up on the show. We certainly can do that. And if you put something on Facebook that you want us to share, that would be really great, because like I've said before, likely if you have a question, somebody else does too. And probably if you have a story or a testimonial, it's going to help somebody else too. So we would love to hear from you, but realize that this isn't an ideal time for most horse people. So we'll have to take advantage of using different tools in different ways. So I just wanted to throw that out there. But Cindy, go ahead. We don't have anybody else that wanted to chat with us.
Well, I was just going to share in that same vein, you know, I got to meet people like Kara, but also got a lot of questions from different people. And one of the questions was, related to using, you know, like larger draft sized horses, if you will. Of course, you know, the cuffs, even if you take the orange liners, the inserts out, the cuffs are, now they'll go down around the fence, but to get them up, if you wanted to use them up over the hocks, it's a little bit of a stretch. And sometimes it's a stretch that says, it's not closing. So what really is an easy fix to that is to go online or to your fabric store and get a roll of 2-inch Velcro and cut some strips. You know, cut yourself some 12-inch strips. Just goes with you because you make your own extensions, if you will, for those cuffs. And even so, if you were trying to do something way up, like above, like over the stifle area, it's still going to slip down. So then you might get a little more creative with your Velcro to see, can I attach, you know, that cuff to the Velcro of the blanket. The question specifically was saying, you know, for a larger horse, could you Velcro together both cuffs? But I don't think that configuration is, I didn't have an example to try it. You certainly could try it. And if so, if you do try it and it works, let us know. That's another option. But I was thinking it was probably going to work a little better if you got your own Velcro extensions on one cuff, because I just don't think it's going to line up right with two together, but maybe I'm wrong. So if we have any field experience in that regard, call in and let us know about it. But so that's always, you know, that goes into thinking about, doesn't have to be a draft horse. This could be a big, you know, 17, 18 hand kind of a warm blood horse too. where their legs are, you know, bone structure is heavy and they're just bigger horses. So it kind of helps if you're going to do a demonstration. I always recommend, you know, doing a little research beforehand. And that's one way that I use. If it's a barn or a trainer, oftentimes they have a website and I can get an idea of what they do in their business. Or if it's just an individual, I usually check them out on Facebook. And, you know, it is not stalking. I'm just looking to see what information they make public that will tell me, oh, this is somebody who rides dressage. This is somebody who does endurance. I'm probably going to, you know, have different things in mind for each of those people. And I'll also get an idea of what's, endurance horses are usually not as big as a dressage horse by any means. You know, you want small and compact and probably the most successful competitive endurance horses are Arabs or Arab crosses, which are, those are, they're a little smaller. So, but that gives me, I am not the best at being surprised or blindsided, and I like to prepare for what I'm going to do. So I just try and take advantage of things, information that's public, that's available out there, that'll give me a little better preparation. So I encourage you to consider that as an option if you don't already do that. So anyway,
yeah, absolutely.
Get some Velcro
and, and the Velcro will help with, other things too. So if you like to put the cuffs other places, one of the places when I'm working with reiners and jumpers and things like that, but reiners really seem to like their hips are kind of a, major issue in there. And a lot of times they like to put those cuffs right over those hips. And so if you can have some extra Velcro, strap those cuffs together and kind of lay them over the hips, I know especially the reiners really like that. And so having extra strips just to show there's different ways you can use these cuffs, and maybe even having an extra strip so that you can put the cuff up around the pole and hold it there, having that extra strip. So there's obviously multiple ways we use these cuffs, and Velcro strips, extra strips, are only going to help you be able to show those ways of using those cuffs in different areas too. So.
Yeah, absolutely. It just gives you a little flexibility.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we don't have anyone else that wants to chat with us. Did you have anything else? I thought you had, was that what you wanted to share? Was that your last thing you wanted to talk about? Okay, perfect.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, so we don't have anybody else that wants to chat with us today, and we're actually at the end of our time anyway, so it's actually perfect timing. So, any last things to share, any words of wisdom, Cindy, before we say goodbye for the week?
Yeah, my wisdom's all used up. That's why, but other than I think I reported last week about, getting my horses ready for their health certificates and five-way, that was, we had some horses that were less happy with that. This reports that they are all doing just fine now. But again, that was another thing saying, thank goodness I've got my horse toolkit here.
So. Absolutely. Yep. They don't like change for sure.
No.
All right. So on that note, I will say goodbye for the week. We loved having you on here, and thank you for Kara for coming on. And I hope some of you people are going to be listening to this recording later. And so I hope you take advantage of our other ways to communicate with us so we can share some of your information with everybody here on Blog Talk on the live shows. That would be really great.
Yeah.
Be sure to tune in to all of the other days of Blog Talk. Obviously, like Kara was saying, there's really great things and a lot of great information on all the days. And even if you're primarily horse distributor, definitely there's still some things to learn by when they talk about all the human unit and all the other things that are on those other days. You can cross-learn for sure. And it's always going to help you the more information you have. So be sure to tune into those days. But we will meet you all here next Thursday, same time, same place. All right. Thanks, you all. I hope you have such a great week. And we'll see you next Thursday.
Yeah. Thanks, Rainey. Thanks, everybody. Have a great one.
Thanks. Thanks, Cindy. You too. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.